And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo Woo, and this is the first vlog of 2020. So welcome to the new year. I hope it's been wonderful for you so far. For me, it has been much similar. It's very similar to last year. Not much difference going on. The challenges are still there, the rewards are still there, all the things that were once there are still there. It's almost as if it's just an arbitrary line in the sand that we just make up and there's no real change actually happening. But there is some changes happening on this Adventures in Woo Woo network, I suppose, be that I'm branching out into different things. There's two new podcasts that have been added to the feed that you may or may not have noticed. One of which is Spud and Tommy, or Tommy and Spud Talk About, which is, which is a weekly podcast that is going to be me and my friend Spud, who you will know from the remote viewing videos and a couple of other videos, are going to be doing just basically talking for about an hour about some topic. We've had four episodes up already. People are responding well to them. They're getting a lot of good feedback. People are enjoying them. People are saying that our accents are a bit stronger. Well, mine in particular is a bit stronger, a bit harder to get into when I talk to Spud. What I've noticed is I curse a lot more when I'm talking to Spud. But that's the way it is. So it's definitely a non-family friendly show. The other podcast I've started, and this isn't going to be a weekly one. I was going to originally do it monthly, but it might happen a bit more. So what I'm going to say is an episode comes out when it comes out, and that is called Magic People, in which I'm going to be talking to people who are into magic or into some sort of a cult or some sort of woo-woo or something like that. The first episode is up where I got chatting to Sephirian, who I think now I have understand how to pronounce his name correctly, in that he doesn't pronounce the O at the end, he pronounces it like an A. I think. So there you go. And that was just basically talk a bit about Eris, Discordianism, Strife, Chaos Magic, Trolling, a bit of Robert Anton Wilson thrown in there, which sparked off a huge debate on Discord, which you should join if you haven't, because there's some great conversations going on over there and some great people. So with Magic People, what I'm planning to do is get into, you know, just talking to people. Like I say in the intro, that it's not people necessarily who are doing something huge with magic, you know, not people who are trying to become the next Crowley or, you know, have the biggest chaos magic blog or whatever it is. People who are using magic in their day-to-day lives, who may or may not have blogs, write books or whatever these things, but just, you know, it's like kind of everyday magic or something like that. Not really sure. We'll see how it develops. I have a couple of people lined up for the next few who are people who I have talked to in private over the years, or were friends with, online friends with, or whatever. And it'll be the first time I'll actually be talking to them in the, I was gonna say in the flesh, but in the Skype. And so that I'm interested in that, that should be good. And then I have a few ideas of what I want to do of actually going and talking to people in real life too as well. And one in particular, sounds like I'm going to get a visitor down to me and we'll record in the office here. So that's kind of what's going on. A few other things that is happening over the next while. One, this video may or may not have a new intro. If it does, then I had a more productive week than I was really expecting. The last introduction was had music that I had bought the rights for a year. And in order to buy it for another year, I'd have to pay a lot of money, which I don't really want to do for one particular piece of music. And the reason why that is because it was part of a program, part of a kind of a suite or whatever, where you buy a host of music. And then you have, you know, but I only used that from it because it doesn't work with DaVinci Resolve. It's FilmStro Pro, something that it's really good. And if you're using Premiere or something like that, it integrates with it really well, but doesn't integrate with DaVinci Resolve at all. So it's kind of useless to me, but I had the intro done before then. So I didn't want to pay for it for another year for a program that I don't use. I just don't see the point in that. So I have to do a new intro, but I kind of, as much as I like the old intro and as much as I hate when other people change their intros or change the music, whatever, there is something nice about having maybe like a different intro or different music or different something for a year. And so that it kind of, you know, it not landmarks it, not trademarks it, diaries it, you know, puts a mark on it that, you know, it kind of dates it to a particular era or time. So I kind of like that idea. That probably won't be done for this one. If it is, give me a round of applause because well done to me. The other thing that I'm really, really hoping to do this year is do a comic. I've been kind of talking about it on and off for the last while, and just last year was such, I don't want to go too negative with it, but it was a negative year or a hard year or whatever it was for me. It was really hard. In fact, it was probably my hardest year of my life that I've had to date for many, many reasons. But one of the things that really kind of I found hard to deal with was not being able to draw. I did so little drawing last year that I ultimately kind of felt like I wasn't really an artist anymore. It's like, because I don't play guitar anymore, or I don't record, or I don't write songs, right? I don't feel like I'm a musician anymore. You know, you kind of, I think you have to be doing it to be that kind of thing. And so there's a part of me feels like that I've kind of, even though I did a few bits and pieces and stuff like that, there wasn't really a project I did for myself last year. I did a lot of work for other people and drew, so it wasn't that there was no art, but there was no kind of, nothing I did for myself. And I always said when I was doing comics that I wouldn't do them again because I'd said all I had wanted to say in that kind of format. Turns out I have more to say, and I kind of have the drive with me, and I have a great story, and I have a great kind of hyper sigil element to it that I want to incorporate and stuff as well. My kind of thing that I'm working on at the minute is that I want to, I don't know whether it's going to be very serious, or I don't know whether it's going to be a bit more lighthearted, or I don't know what the style kind of it is as yet. It can go either way. It will still kind of have that kind of cartoony art style that I used in Dem and Holy Numbers because it's my favourite way to draw, and I really enjoy drawing that way. It's kind of naturally just flows out of me, whereas the more realistic, photorealistic stuff that I've also done stuff in, it's a lot more work and a lot, it's more clinical in a sense, and you're using photo references and all that, which is all, you know, grand. It just takes an awful lot long time, and it's a lot less fun because it's a lot more clinical or a lot more technical, and you know, it doesn't flow as much, and it doesn't allow for, it's a bit more static, or a bit has a bit less movement to it or something. Whereas with the cartoony art stuff, I find there's good flow, good thing comes out of me, it's easier to draw, it's fun to draw, and you get to do things and you get away with things that you wouldn't in a photorealistic sense. And that doesn't mean that, like when you're, side note, when you're doing photorealistic stuff, you have to change an awful lot of that sometimes, because when you see, if you see something, particularly say a perspective thing, like someone's hand or something coming up or some weird kind of thing like that, when you see that in a photo, your brain totally accepts it as okay because it's real and all that. But if you do it technically right as a drawing, sometimes your brain just goes, I don't accept that. So you kind of have to make a photorealistic drawing or a realistic drawing, you kind of have to change it to be not realistic in order to trick someone's brain into thinking it is realistic. And I just don't be bothered with all of that. Because then if you just do it as a cartoony thing, it's kind of stylized and, you know, away you go. You can get, you know, get away with so much more, and it opens to the type of magic story that I want to do. It opens out a lot more avenues and stuff like that. So with that in mind, one of the things I'm trying to set up at the minute is either a Twitch or a Discord streaming, maybe just through YouTube, I don't know, where I'm going to be streaming an awful lot of me drawing and just talking and chatting with people. To a point, if it starts getting, that sounds exciting and I want to do it and I kind of like that interaction, but if it starts getting kind of, you know, stifling, or, you know, it's I'm talking too much rather than drawing or stuff like that, I'll have to cut it back, whatever. But I want to try it, I want to get into it and all of that kind of stuff. Really looking forward to that. I've so much stuff to try and cram in before I can get to it, and I've been getting into bits and pieces of drawing and going to coffee shops and getting out my sketchbook and, you know, getting 10, 20 minutes of just drawing different things from it, and I've put them up on the Patreon, and as you can see, I'm enthused. What I'm not enthused about at the minute is my meditation practice. I did an awful lot of meditation last year, but it was kind of very disparate, and I was good at doing meditation Monday to Thursday. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it would fall apart just because weekend and I wasn't in the office and that kind of thing. And in the early part of the year when I was putting the office together, it was all over the place. But I did a lot of it, and it was kind of, it was mostly the Magia stuff by Alan Chapman towards the end of it, which is a great meditation system, some really good things in it. But what I found, what I need to do is I need to get back to basics, and I need to get back to, rather than big ideas, rather than stuff like the Magia stuff, which is big ideas, big cosmology, big kind of insight, all of these type of things, big kind of try to, you know, sort out your life, deal with your shadows, all that. Particularly when I'm in the middle of doing a kind of the therapy stuff that I've talked about before, I need to kind of chunk that down and get back to basics. So I'm back on the cushion. back into the lotus position, count my breaths. And I would get back into headspace again because I was the most consistent I ever was when I was with headspace. And I know it's the gamification of our entire society, but getting those badges and getting the streaks and all of those things, anything that can help me, you know, to get off my ass and go and do it on a Saturday when I normally wouldn't, or whatever it is, or if you know, if you're 50 days, you really don't want to miss out and have to start again. So all of that's really good. And I like the kind of guided stuff, but I use the Pro Series, which is less guidance, but there's still enough that there's, you know, they're dealing with the structure of it than you are. And I find that helpful, particularly trying to get back into a more cohesive, more something you do every day. That word that begins with C, more, you know, it's more ritual, habitual. It's not the words, but it'll do. So I'll put the link to my buddy address and headspace down below this podcast and this video. If it's something that you use and you would like to sync up and have, you know, have meditation battles to see who is the most enlightened person among us all. So that's kind of it. The other thing that my magic is, I kind of have a goal for magic at the beginning of every year, and it never truly fits falls out. One of them 2 years ago was that I was going to be more new age than magic. And I did kind of do a lot of new age stuff, but there was still plenty of rune soup. There was plenty of Alan Chapman, you know, plenty of chaos magic stuff going on. But rather than just strict new age. And then last year I'll survive or whatever, because we just had the baby and, you know, those things were a bit all over the place and didn't know where anything was going to fall and work was all of this. So I didn't really have a concise kind of magic goal. But this year, my going into this new year, my goal is to pull away from relying in a sense on outside forces for guidance and for help and for manifestation and attracting and all these type of things, in a sense of looking to build myself up as a powerful wizard or powerful human being or a more greater expression of energy, whatever it is that we want to put it, then looking for beings, sentient or otherwise, servitor, ideas or not, to do these things for me. And it's something that I have talked about before with the 40 servants, and that I try as much as possible to see them as aspects of myself rather than separate beings out there. Both approaches are fine, and both approaches have their merits and demerits and work absolutely fine. But for me, what I need to do is to kind of pull back from that and build work on myself, because I kind of, what I've noticed what I'm doing is that I am allowing things to, that kind of thought of that, you know, what's for you won't pass you, or if it was meant to be, it was meant to be, and you kind of leave things up to fate or destiny or something. And what I've noticed is I've stopped trying to attain things, because I kind of go, well, if it was for me, I would have it would come to me, and allowing these things come to me as if there's some other entity or spirit or something that is in control of my destiny or fate. And I want to grapple with that, I want to pull that back, and I want to take control of my own destiny and take it out of the hands of whatever kind of, say, Catholic guilt I still have, whatever, this whole idea that I've talked about with Spud on the podcast about that suffering is purity, or that you're here to suffer and all. There's all these kind of things come through my brain that involve me, in a sense, taking my power back and establishing myself as the point of power, rather than rushing off to the Necronomicon and the 50 names of Marduk and asking for, you know, one of them to pay my mortgage, which I don't really do, but I have done in the past. Or, you know, calling on a goetic spirit to sort out a problem for me. I'm going to try and sort out the problem for myself, and in that learn something about myself and become a better, greater expression of who I am. And with that in mind, one of the first things we're going to do, because this is also the year where we're going to do a deep dive into the 40 servants and have a really look, pull them apart, see what, you know, what more we can get from them as part of the study group on Patreon. The study group had kind of a good start last year, but it kind of got weird with the whole Peter Kingsley, where he basically told me not to do it, and all that had to be deleted. And I kind of took the momentum out of it and a bit of the steam out of it, and I didn't know what to do with it. So it says, well, the only thing I can really do it with is something that I own, and so no one can tell me not to do. So we're going to do a year, maybe, if there's enough in it, more if there's more in it, on the Patreon, really looking at it. And the first thing I'm going to do is we're going to do another 40-day ritual, but it's going to be the opposite of what you normally do, is the initiation ritual or the introduction ritual. We're going to start at the end and work back. And it'll be coming from this kind of point of view of that if you normally see the servitors, the 47s, as external to you, then to incorporate them as part of yourself. And if you're kind of used to the servitors is seeing them as part of yourself, is to start seeing them as a separate entity, just to twist, to get a different polarity on that kind of thing. So I'm excited about that. That's going to be starting on January the 13th, Monday, so or thereabouts, or the first video will go up, and I might give a bit more time for people to get ready, but it's happening soon over on Patreon. So I think that's all kind of what's going on at the minute. I have a meditation goal, I have a magic goal, I have an artistic goal, I have some study group goals, I have some general goals, and new podcasts and new stuff, and I've a couple of other ideas for the channel and things like that. So hopefully I'll get all that done. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't that be a fantastic thing to actually set goals and achieve them? Why not? Let's do it. So I hope your goals or whatever that you have decided to do or not, being that it is an arbitrary made up thing this new year in many ways. I know there's some kind of thing behind it, but it's made up, let's be honest. But if you did come up with some goals and did do something, I hope you stick at them and you don't do the normal thing, which I do, or most people do. You know, you do it for 2 weeks and then you augment them and make them easier. And then by week three, you've given up on it in its entirety. Let's see. So good people of the internet, let's have a wonderful year and a great adventure. And until the next time, be well.